Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey man, the weather here in North Texas is awesome, but that is not the same in Florida right now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Hurricane Ian may be battering parts of Florida, but that storm is affecting beaches here in Texas, 1,300 miles away. The State Parks Department has shut down the driving beaches along the Padre Island National Seashore, as we hear from Kelly Taylor.
And right now we are at low tide. High tide is this evening at 6:36. And so as the tide is coming up, we're seeing that it is running up higher on the beach.
The camping beach in Mustang Island State Park is also shut down. Right now, the target date to reopen is the weekend for Padre Island. Mustang will be reopened when conditions get better. New information from the Parker County Sheriff on the shooting of a girl and her father that was all part of a murder pact involving another teen.
The 12-year-old Parker County girl who shot her father before shooting herself in the head last week died a couple of days later, and her death has been ruled a suicide. The Parker County Sheriff's Office says the girl had hatched a plan with a 12-year-old girl from Lufkin in which they would kill their parents and run off to Georgia together. And when the Parker County girl failed to kill her father, she killed herself. The Lufkin girl, meanwhile, never followed through on her end. Nonetheless, she's charged with criminal conspiracy. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the biggest cities in Texas is cutting its property tax, but homeowners may not see a drop because values are still increasing. The Dallas City Council approved a $4.5 billion budget that Mayor Eric Johnson says will fund new equipment for the fire department and the hiring of another 250 police officers.
And I think that despite the procedural issues we've had in the last couple of weeks, this actually was one of the smoothest and one of the best budget seasons we've had in recent memory in the city.
The budget includes an increase in the city's minimum wage and expansion of library hours. Animal control officers are warning people in Plano after a bat tested positive for rabies.
The bat came into contact with a resident's pet earlier this week near K Avenue and Westminster Drive. The pet is being isolated for 90 days because the owners had not kept it up to date on its vaccines. Plano officials are urging anyone who may have come into contact with the animal to contact the city's Animal Services Office. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A shipment of cauliflower has helped put a Dallas man in prison for the rest of his life.
In August of last year, a shipment of cauliflower from Mexico and sent to Dallas caught the attention of federal authorities. Ends up, the boxes of the vegetable were seasoned with methamphetamine, a lot of meth, nearly 550 pounds worth $3.7 million on the street. 48-year-old Joaquin Salinas was the man who got the shipment and a subsequent visit from the DEA. He pled guilty in March, hoping the judge would show some leniency, but that didn't work. Instead, Chief Federal Judge Barbara Lynn noted Salinas was a gang member with ties to a Mexican cartel and threw him in jail for the rest of his life. And in the federal system, there is no parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fair Park is expecting more than 2.5 million visitors starting this Friday, and several police departments are working to make sure everyone's safe.
Dallas police say they train with the State Fair of Texas, Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police, and Dallas ISD Police for things like active shooters. But Deputy Chief Tina Schultz says the most common things they see are car break-ins and drunk people.
When you come out to the State Fair, you will see uniformed officers throughout the fairgrounds as well as outside. Our officers will be serving in different functions, and there will be additional civilian security teams provided by the State Fair.
DART Police Chief Charlie Cato says they'll have officers on buses, trains, and at stations, both to make sure people stay safe, but also help visitors find their way around.
We're here to answer questions and help people get in and out. And so remember, come enjoy the State Fair of Texas. We want everybody to have a good time.
The State Fair of Texas will bring kids separated from their parents to the Guest Relations Center near the Neon Big Techs on the Midway. Schultz urges parents to take a picture of their kids before leaving home in case they do get separated so they can can show it to police. At Fair Park, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And have you been paying attention to those Cowboys? Their defense is getting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks.
Cowboys lead the NFL in sacks with 13 through three games. That's 4.3 per game. Defensive coordinator Dan Quinn explained the uptick in sacks and pressures.
We started faster because of the connection of the players earlier. Scouting ourselves is a big part of it to make sure this is what we did 2 weeks ago. And now this week we want it to look like that, but maybe let's try something different from there. I agree, it's a small sample size, and I feel like we got lots of stuff to improve on, but I am pleased with the gains that we're starting to make.
Martin Perez at 13-4 climbs the hill tonight as the Rangers series with the M's continues in the Emerald City. Jimmy, the St. Christopher, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.